Kevin Stefanski, the Browns head coach, as recently as June on The Fan in Cleveland talking about how much he loved Kenny Pickett. Fast forward to August 25th, and he loved, in air quotes, Kenny Pickett so much he traded him to the Raiders for a fifth-round pick. Kenny Pickett has already set the record. He's tied the record for most times a quarterback has been traded in a career. And he is entering his fourth year in the league.
If he tied Sam Howell, who set the record the previous day.
If he gets traded one more time, he ties the all-time record. Do you know who has been traded more than anyone in league history, Donnie? You can get this one. He's playing in the NFL right now.
Is it Brandon Cooks?
Yes, it is. Let's go.
The weird thing about Cooks getting traded is he's an objectively good player at his position who just constantly gets dealt. The market has now told you that they don't think Kenny's very good. You were getting told by people inside the league that you talked to or heard from people who talked to those people that the perception within league circles for Kenny is much more positive than on the outside looking in.
Yep.
And it seems pretty obvious that Stefanski, as well as like our brethren over there on our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, they have the rights to the Browns games. All their hosts were saying things like, if up until yesterday, I think, 2 days ago, if Kenny Pickett had been healthy, he'd be the starter. He would have won this job. I doubt that very much, because if that was true, the Browns would simply be waiting for their presumptive starter to get fully healthy and then give him the job, not deal him to NFL desert.
The biggest story, though, is that he is a part of that final Kevin Colbert, Mike Tomlin draft class in 2022, in which the only remnants of it left are Calvin Austin in the fourth round and Connor Hayward in the sixth round. Mark Robinson got cut yesterday. DeMarvin Leal got cut today.
Chris Oladokun got cut 5 minutes after they drafted him.
And is a two-time Super Bowl champ. Both quarterbacks they picked have rings.
Three total.
Yeah, which is crazy. So Pickett bust. Hate to say it, but it's true. I'm not going to lie to you today and say he's not. George Pickens wrote his own ticket out of town because he had red flags that the Steelers ignored and said Mike Tomlin will figure it out with him. And it kind of worked until it didn't. Leal
didn't get a second contract, though, here, so yeah, it didn't work.
Honestly, Leal is one of the worst third-round picks they've ever had. I mean, Dree Archer probably takes the cake among the Tomlin Colbert
era. Justin Lane's up there.
Bruce Davis is another one that springs to mind. But
Donnie just did like a visible, there was a visible
remember
shudder.
Bruce Davis?
He heard the name Bruce Davis, and I'll make the face for YouTube. He went,
DeMarvin,
just a horrifying shrug.
DeMarvin Leal makes Sammy Coates look like Jerry Rice among third-round picks.
Well, he was the guy that when they drafted him, you know how this goes. Everyone's a little bit high on hopium, and they say, well, he might be a tweener body type, but the athletic ability, he was a five-star recruit. It's all too explosive to ignore. They'll just figure out a way to get the most out of him.
He had one pick. He had one sack in 3 years. That's his contribution to the Steelers. 28 games, one sack. Don't let the door hit your rear end on the way out of town.
Question, was he also unable to bring down the Panthers quarterback on the play that, as it got extended, ended up hurting Harmon for a month?
Harmon claims he was not really injured on that play. He says that he got hurt on the play before.
Really?
Yeah, he clarified that over the weekend. He stayed out there for an extra play. But the bottom line is,
well, that makes a little more sense.
It's the last. It was supposed to be like Kevin Colbert's final masterpiece. And it ended up being this black hole draft that
it set the team back.
Set the team back, yeah.
There's no nice way to put it.
I'm not going to make it out like the Steelers are the Browns because they're not, or the Jets because they're not, or the Raiders because they're not, or the Dolphins or the Titans or those like woe-be-gone franchises. But the reason why they are mired in this chronic state of mediocrity is in large part because that last draft, this going away present from a Hall of Fame general manager to Steelers fans, was a draft that outside of Kenny heroics in his rookie year and George Pickens' acrobatic catches has yielded nothing. The saving grace could be, in air quotes, could be if Calvin Austin emerges here as a number two wide receiver with the 138th pick. But the Steelers are sending mixed messages on that, and let me explain why that is. Because if they really thought Calvin Austin was going to be a number two wide receiver, you know what they would have done, Chris? He'd have a new contract right now.
Yeah, he would.
Because he's going into the final year of his deal.
They would have price fixed him and tried to get a nice little deal where he got a nibble and they got something in return, and they felt like for the next 3 to 4 years you could count on Calvin Austin being in the lineup. But that's not happening. You know why? Part of the reason? Because they have real worries about whether or not, among other things, he's A, good enough to be a number two, and B, going to be healthy enough on a long enough term.
It's no mystery why the Steelers' offense is in this constant state of change, because they've just not drafted guys well on that side of the ball for a pretty long period of time.
Kevin Colbert's last, and I like Kevin. I've never had anything but good interactions. I always feel the need to preface this with that. Never had anything but good interactions with him. He was always gracious with his time with me. But his last several drafts, really starting with the Edmonds in the first round draft in 18, left a lot to be desired with many of these picks. I think we've litigated this, but, and I know it's coming up now because of what's happened with Leal and with Mark Robinson with the Pickett trade again, but he had a run of several years where they did not get nearly what you're supposed to get if you're a good team from the draft, just broadly speaking. Like, you average, what should you average in most drafts? You pick seven players, you would hope at least four of them, if not five, are productive NFL players to some degree.
I think you want three NFL starters and five contributors.
Yeah, I think that's right. Two like guys who are reserves who do something for you that's useful, and three starters. And maybe if you're picking in the first round, you're picking a quarterback, you want the quarterback of the future. Well, they didn't get any of that. And they drafted a safety in the first round that most teams had graded as a third round player. They left a lot of meat on that bone, and it really never stopped until his last year. The bookend of that 5-year run where they really struggled in the draft was marked by two things at two different positions: reaching badly for a player that virtually no one else saw the same way you did.
Right. They overdrafted Edmonds, what you're saying. They trade up for Devin Bush, who was undersized. They don't have a first round pick because they trade the pick to put a Band-Aid on a lost season.
When there was Herbert in 2019. Yep. Herbert was in the next draft that year that they could have had.
You draft a running back in the first round, even though the whole world tells you not to do it unless the guy is Superman, unless it's Saquon Barkley or Jahmyr Gibbs or Bijan Robinson. And Najee Harris, even his biggest advocate, said, well, he doesn't have breakaway speed, he can't hit a home run. Then you overdraft Kenny, I hate to say it. And I guess the jury is still out on Broderick Jones. Early returns so far in the preseason, I think, have been good. But that's 1, 2, 3, 4... Five, it's a half decade of misses in the first round. It's honestly a miracle that they're not. They haven't turned into the Browns or Jets when you think about it. You miss your first round pick for a half decade? Donnie, they hit their first round pick for like 8 or 9 years in a row. And that's why they were consistently good.
Colbert was on fire in the 2000s. Like, he very rarely picked a bad player. I mean, even then, it was like a guy like Ziggy Hood who contributed on an AFC championship team, or like Rashard Mendenhall, who left a sour taste in everybody's mouth, but was probably better than
Kendall
what we
Simmons
remember.
Had a brief window where he was a solid guard.
He was a fine player.
Donnie, just go in and look at the first draft.
He would crush it normally.
The first draft he and Mike did together as a tandem. Mike takes the job. They draft Timmons in the first round, a very good, like, if they drafted a guy like Timmons right now and he had that exact career for the next 8 years at off-ball backer, everyone would be happy. Then they take Woodley with the next pick in that draft, who closed out their most recent Super Bowl win with a sack.
Six sacks in the playoff run.
They get to Pony's point. Now, Sepulveda in that draft, not great. Spaeth is a blocking tight end. That's whatever. They get big play Bill Gay with their second-to-last pick in that round, pick 170. How the mighty fell, though. And it's Kevin and it's Mike, but because it's the last one that Kevin did, you think about his role in it. That was the last time that brain trust got their chance to put a mark on the team, and they did a bad job of it.
It makes the transition, like the Kevin Colbert retirement, it's honestly potentially one of the better things that have happened to the Steelers in the last few years. You know, provided you have an arrangement where
I mean, why
Andy
did he
Weidel,
do the draft, though, if he was going to step aside right after it, basically?
Because he scouted it and put the work into it, and he knew that it was going to be a quarterback draft, and he believed in his own abilities so much and his own talents as a GM that he wanted to leave the franchise in a better place than where he left it. That's why.
I understand the explanation there, but and should they that had have been permissible?
Well, yeah, because he had built up because of what Donnie said. The guy had built up so much equity here. He was a Hall of Fame GM. You're going to tell him he can't have his last draft?
I'm just saying, like, the equity.
To me, that's hindsight,
was,
man. In the moment, I did not feel. Of course it had.
I think it was just more curious that he did the draft and then got out of the way right at. Like, just the timing of more after the draft. He said, okay, I'm stepping aside, pretty much. Like, that's what got me about the whole thing. It was odd.
And, like, just one more, like, you know, added insult on that draft is that, you know, apparently if you go by what you hear now after the fact, which you have to take with a grain of salt because no one had the gumption in the moment to do anything about it. But the guys in that room wanted the Steelers if they were going to take a second quarterback. This is absolutely 100% true.
I know.
The scouts wanted the second quarterback to be
Brock Purdy. But they took Chris Oladokun.
But Kevin made the last pick.
They gave him a fun, you know, yes, a send you off on your way pick.
If his right off into the sunset pick is Brock Purdy, guess what? Who cares about the Kenny Pickett pick? He went 1-for-2 in the draft. He just flipped it. He found his franchise quarterback with the last pick instead of in the first round.
Oh no.
But no, he went rogue and he picked a guy that the rest of the franchise thought so little of. They gave him nothing but, like, ghost runner reps at practice where he had to stand behind the play and mimic the play.
And then got rid of him as soon
as
humanly
possible. And then got rid of him immediately.
Which also just makes it funny that the Chiefs did see fit to actually pick him up and just put him on their roster at least.
Practice squad, but yes.
Yeah, he's appeared in one NFL game, and he's got two rings as a result of it.